I believe we are at the Mishnah. Mishnah Mem Hei Amid Beis. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Hamaitis Ishta Mishim Shemra Lo Yagzer. If somebody divorces his wife because there's a rumor about her, we tell him that he's never allowed to take her back. Now, there's going to be two opinions in the Gemara. In both this case and in the next case, Mishum Neder Lo Yagzer, if he divorces her because she makes Nedarim, we tell him he can never take her back. There's two opinions in the Gemara why that is true. First opinion of the Gemara, I wouldn't tell you. I would say wait for the Gemara. But Rashi tells us, so therefore I share it with you. The first opinion is, because we're afraid that if he says at the time of divorce, I'm divorcing her because of the rumor, or I'm divorcing her because she makes Nedarim, and she gets married, and later on the rumor is proven to be unfounded, or the Nedarim are removed by a Chacham, and he comes in and he says, I would have known this, I would have never divorced her. Now, according to Rashi, that might be enough of a claim to invalidate the get. Because he told us at the time of the get that he's doing it because of the rumor. So that serves, according to Rashi, it's a big machlokes v'shenim. But according to Rashi, that serves like a condition. And therefore, he can mess her up. So we tell him, listen, sir, you're never going to be able to take her back. So now, if he really only divorces her because of the rumor, he'll wait. He won't divorce her. Because he's being told he can't take her back. So he's going to wait. He didn't wait. That indicates that that's not the only reason he's divorcing her. If he doesn't have the patience to find out if the rumor is true or not, after we told him he won't be able to marry her. See, because Rashi has a problem. If he made the condition, he made the condition. So we told him he can't marry her. But he's still invalidating the get. So Rashi explains. His reaction should be, I'll wait. I'll find out if it's true or not. He doesn't wait. That indicates that he's not interested in finding out if it's true or not, and therefore he can't invalidate the get. We told him you can't take her back. That should serve as enough of an impetus to him to wait. He doesn't wait. This is how Rashi's going to explain it. Therefore, he can't invalidate the get. Same thing is true by Nadar. That is one opinion. The other opinion is we're not afraid that he's going to invalidate the get. And we're not afraid that he's going to claim the Nedarim. That's not our fear. We don't want women doing things that cause rumors. And we don't want women making the Nedarim. So we say to the man, you divorce your wife because of a rumor, you can never take her back. It's to send a message to ladies. Ladies, don't mess with the Nedarim. Because if your husband gets angry and he divorces you, you can never get back to him. Don't do things that create rumors. Because if you do, you're going to pay a price that will never be able to remarry you. It's a way of reinforcing to women the fact that they should stay away from the Nedarim and stay away from Shemra. Two things that spread bad rumors about them. So we will see, the Gemara will explain this. The only reason I'm speaking it out is because Rashi does. Zok Rashi. Shem Shemra, she yotza la'lazmus. There's a rumor that she was inappropriate, she was mizana. Shem Neder. The Amar, and he says, I don't want to be married to a woman that makes Nedarim. Even if the rumor is a lie, not true. Or the Neder was removed by a Chacham. Why can't he remarry her? Why did they do this? The time of Pligi Bamaroi. And the reason there's a Machloikas Amaroim in the Gemara. There's one on the Amar that says, because we don't want her to mess her up, right? Vehicle mandam knasu. So he benaisi saw prutzes by rishim in the darim. And others say it's not because we're afraid of any real thing. It's because we want to get a message across to women. You're playing with fire when you have rumors spread about you, when you do things that cause rumors, or you make the darim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer kol neder sheyedo by Rabbi Lo Yagzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, the way Rashi explains it, again, I'm learning Rashi's chat throughout the sugya. At least I hope I'm learning Rashi's chat throughout the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason is to get a message across to women, you can't mess around with Nedarim. And you can't mess around with rumors. But by Nedarim, the only Nedarim that bother us is Nedarim that she makes in public that can't be removed. And therefore, we don't want women to make the darm that can't be removed. So therefore, kol neder she yodu by rabim, Rashi learns means she made a neder in public. If you remember correctly, we had a machloikas back, I believe in Daf Lamed Hey, whether a neder made in public can be removed or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds it can't. A woman that makes a neder in public is putting herself in a position that she's stuck with a neder. We're not happy with such a woman. And therefore, if he divorces her, we say you can't take her back. Let women understand that darm is not something to play with. However, if they don't know, so then it's not a problem because he can go to a rav and be matrit. So therefore, we don't punish her in that case. Rashi, chiyadu barabim, shenadrasu barabim, lo yachzer, de'ein lo hafara, can't be removed. Hafara here means removed by a chacham. Rabbi Yehuda lechayish lo kukula. Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid that he's going to come back and say, I only did it on that condition. Rabbi Yehuda is worried about women becoming prutzes, loose, I guess, I don't know any better word, in the darim. If she makes it in public, which is non-removable, preaches who ben adarim. That's, I don't know what word to translate preaches here. It's not a behavior of being loose in theus. It's a behavior
being... I think he uses reckless.
Reckless, thank you. They consume and they punished her. Ushloye the barabim, yes, that could be removed, but consume, they didn't punish her. So far we have two opinions. In the first opinion, we have two pshatim. In Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it's clear. He's only worried about punishing women for doing things inappropriate. Either theus or neder. And neder is only inappropriate, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a non-removable neder. That's the first two. Now, the next two Mandi Amrim hold that it's a question of him messing up, claiming... Had he known that the Nadarim can be removed, he would have never divorced her. Right. So then you learn the whole problem is kilkul. Now, except they have an argument. Rav Meir Eimer, kol neder shetzarech hakiras chacham lo yachzer, u'shein etzarech hakiras chacham yachzer. Meaning like this. Rav Meir says, this is Rav Meir's opinion, every husband knows that he can nullify Nadarim. So any neder she makes that he could have nullified, he can never come back later and claim, had I known that I could nullify Nadarim, I would have never divorced her. Excuse me, sir, you went to Cheder, and everybody that went to school knows that a husband can nullify Nadarim. So therefore, that claim would never fly. It would never mean anything. What Nadarim can cause a problem? Nadarim that he can't nullify, not every neder can a husband nullify, but she can go to a chacham. And Rav Meir says, Rav Meir holds that a person doesn't want his wife to go to bed. He's not interested He can claim. He didn't know that a chacham can be matur. That is a valid claim. Not everybody knows the power of removing the darim of ataras nedarim. Everybody knows about hafaras nedarim of a husband, but not everybody knows about hataras nedarim of a chacham. Therefore, any neder that he can nullify, he can't come and claim he didn't know. Any neder that needs a chacham, he can come and say, had I known she could remove it, I would have definitely not divorced her. And that would be a valid taina. Dr. Rashi, kol neder shetzarech hakiras chacham, leilach lifnei chacham levakish pesach v'charata, either an opening or a charata, ve'ein habal yochel l'ofer, lo yachzer. The Rameir serve a time of shimkakula. Rameir holds the reason is that he might mess her up. Hilkach neder sheini yochel l'ofer, v'av chacham yochel l'hatter, a neder that he cannot nullify, but a chacham can remove, yochel l'kalkul saget l'agav shetinaseh. He can ruin the get after she gets married, like her to somebody else. Had I known that a chacham could be matter, I would not have divorced her. He can nullify it. There was no reason to ban her taking him taking her back. He can't mess her up. It's an open nether that he can nullify. He should have nullified it. That's Rameyer's opinion. So Rameyer holds that every husband knows his rights of Hataras Nedarim. Not every man knows the concept of Hataras Nedarim. Doesn't realize it. Therefore, we are concerned that he's going to come and tell us, had I known, and therefore would make problems with it again. So therefore we say, you can't take her back. And he'll investigate what he should do before he divorces her. And he'll divorce her, Avapike, meaning we'll tell him, listen, sir, you're making the cut in the dharm, you should know. Even if she removes it, you can't take her back. Now he'll say, oh, removes it? I won't necessarily divorce her. Or he'll say, I'll divorce her anyway. But he can't tie it anymore afterwards. Since we told him, you should know, even if she removes it. So he can't say, I didn't know anymore. We tell him at the time of the get. I have no idea. Because the next one, the RMIC, we're going to say a different thing completely. I don't know.
This is the normal?
Correct.
I thought that the Kaddish or Dasam.
We don't remove Kedushin left and right like that. Amar Reblazer. By us was there, Elub Mezer. Reblazer says no. What we're afraid of is not that he's going to say, had I known she could remove the Dharma Bezin. No man wants his wife to be in Bezin talking to Bezin about the Dharma. Not because he's concerned about her Busha, concerned about his Busha, that his wife is in Bezin. And therefore, when he claims that I know she could remove Nadarim, we say it's not true. No man wants his wife in Bezin being embarrassed. Therefore, that would never be an acceptable claim. But what he could claim is, I didn't know I could be made for Nadarim. And therefore, we said, all Nadarim, we can't start differentiating. If she has Nadarim, we tell him you can't take her back. We're not worried about the Nadarim that either had to Chacham. We're worried about the Nadarim that he could be made for. And he's going to claim he didn't know. So we tell him, listen, sir, you'll never be able to take her back. Be careful. Go find out your rights. We're not afraid he's going to say, I know she went to the Chacham, because no one man wants his wife to go to a Chacham. It's embarrassing to him that his wife is in bed. So therefore, they answered the ones that need a Chacham, only because of the ones that he could do himself, and he's going to claim he didn't know that. Rashi. The Asrusash at Tarak Akiris Chacham. By the ones that need Chacham, we don't have to be afraid. He cannot claim, had I known the Chacham could be Matra, I wouldn't have divorced you. The ain't other righteous should divide the Ishta Bebezin. No one wants that his wife. To be, not because he's concerned about his wife, but because he doesn't, his wife in Bezin. If they call him Leilich Lebezina Velushon Nidra, of Meneder, Sheinitzar Chokham, Ubal Yachal Lohafer, and that he can nullify. Aswas Kulam, Shloyayim Ailu Ayisidea Sheisi Yachal Lohafer, Leisi Megarshach. Had I known I could nullify the Dorim, I would have never divorce you. Okay, so let's review the four shittas we have over here. Yes. He's claiming it is no. That was Rafael's kasha a minute ago. Where was he in school? I don't care what you were busy with, but he asked the kasha a minute ago. I said, obviously he didn't know. That's what the Gemara is saying. What am I supposed to say? Again, we'll go through it again. I don't know. All I know is what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says there are people that aren't aware, according to Blazer.
I understand what I'm saying.
So what am I supposed to do with their Blazer? I can't rewrite him. He's saying that's not true.
But I thought there's a Farish Gemara that says that some that's written
Farish
is not.
Pray tell me where that Gemara is. No, you tell me there's a Beferish Gemara. There is a Beferish Gemara. But the Gemara is talking in Hurrius. And the Gemara is talking about the Bezin makes a psak, and it's a beferish of Pasuk in the Torah. It's not called a mistake of Bezin, because it's a beferish of the Pasuk. By Bezin. That's the beferish of Gemara that you're referring to. You're right. There is a beferish of Gemara. It's in Hurrius. And in there it says, it's also in Shavuos, I think. There it says that if Bezin makes a mistake in something before it's Pasuk, that's not called a mistake. It's a fairish of the Pasuk. That's the Gemara you're referring to. So it's referring to Bezin. It's not referring to Mr. Joe, who's in the regular Joe Balabas. Nothing against Joe's. Just. So let's review the four shitas. I'm going to do the last three because they're easier. The first one has two pshatim. The Yehuda's shita is the reason we don't want him to remarry her is nothing to do. We're not afraid he's going to claim. Had he known he would have divorced, he wouldn't have divorced her. That's not our fear. Our fear is this is a punishment for women to be extra careful. Don't have rumors go out about you, and don't play around with the Torah. Therefore, if a rumor goes out about you, we punish you that if your husband divorces you, you can't come back. And if you make a neder that's not removable, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, we punish you that if your husband divorces you, you can't go back. Reb Meir and Reb Lazar disagree with that reason. They say the reason is because he's going to come and claim he wouldn't have divorced her had he known. Now, by Shemra, they agree. He's going to come and say, had I known the rumor is not true, I wouldn't have divorced her. So therefore we tell him at the time of divorce, listen, you can't take her back. Be careful. So if he doesn't wait to ascertain if the rumor is true, that shows that's not the reason of the divorce. By Nedarim, there's a machlokes. Reb Meir says, no husband can claim, I didn't know I couldn't be made for Nedarim. The only thing he can claim is I didn't know she can remove Nedarim. Therefore, the only time we warn the guy that you should know you can't take her back is Nedarim that are removable by Bezin. So we tell him at the time of divorce, you should know. You're telling me your wife made a neder? You cannot come and claim that you didn't know Bezin can remove it. We're telling you right now, if you divorce her now, you can't take her back. You better check out what Bezin can remove and what Bezin can't remove. And he does away. And Reb Lazar says, we're not worried about he's going to come and claim I have known Bezin. Because no one wants his wife to go into bed. Therefore, we're just afraid he's going to say he didn't know he could do Afara. So at the time of divorce, we tell him, listen, sir, you're divorcing her because of Nether, you never can take her back. Check out your options. The Tanakama, this two judgment. One of my Myra says he holds his Kilku, all Nadarim, and one of my Myra says he holds its Pritzis Nadarim. So we're going to see two judgment in the Gemara in the Tanakama. But the other shittas are clear. Reb Meir and Reb Lazar hold Kilkum, and Reb Yehuda holds Pritzis. Looseness. Recklessness. Man, I like the word article used. Recklessness.
A person usually tell him if he doesn't wait, it's because there must be another reason, right?
Correct. That's going to be a Rashi coming up. I didn't make this up.
Sometimes people are like, just so upset about it, this can't wait, not because we can't wait. You know what? It's like so aggravated and agitated.
We tell him, listen, sir,
some people don't have that, they're so agitated, just do it.
They go see a therapist. What am I supposed to tell you? Don't think about it. Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what this is doing in the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain. Ma'isa Betzidon, there was a story in the city of Sidon. A guy told his wife, I ask her myself in things if I won't divorce you. That means he forced himself to divorce his wife, nothing to do with her. Begirshin, he divorced her. Now he wants to take her back. But he had made a neder. So we punish him for making a neder to divorce his wife. Now he wants to take her back. The Gemara is going to want to know what the Tikkun Olam is doing here. We'll see in the Gemara. Rashi, Ma'aseh Betzidim beGemara Mefarish Ma'akamer. What is this doing? Ma'ashmina. What is the Chiddush? They take an Olam beGemara Mefarish. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Menumi Amar Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yosef Bar Menumi says in the name of Rav Nachman. What are we concerned that he's divorcing her because of Shemra? And what are we concerned that he's divorcing her because of Nether? It's only if he says at the time of divorce, I'm divorcing you because of the rumor. Then all of a sudden we say, what if the rumor is not true? He's going to come and claim that the get wasn't valid. Or, Mishum Nedrani Mitziyacha. Or he tells her at the time of divorce, I am divorcing you because of the dar. Rashi. Who shamar lo mishas gerishin? Mishum Nedrani Mitziyacha. But who was the Rabbana Lahagzer? If he didn't tell it to us at the time of divorce, because he can't come and claim I meant because of Nether. He never told us that. He never said that as a condition. But if he says it at the time of divorce, it becomes a condition. And that's problematic. So we tell him, sir, you can't do it. Time of Trevor, time of my, Mishum Kukula. If he told her, I'm divorcing you because of the rumor or because of the Dorim, Matsi Mikalkula, he'll be able to mess her up. He lied, but if he didn't tell her, why must he kill Mikalkula? Because he didn't make it as a condition. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Summer of Nachman, Taima the Masnison, the reason of the Mishnah was Shimkukula. Shiloy al Kikana al Baila, he shouldn't mess her up to her second husband, La'acha Shetinasa La'achar, after she gets married a second time. But Yoiman, he will say, Ilu wa yisi deyesh advarim badoim, but I know that it's not true. Oish ha'nedi yesh lehafarim, or the nether is removable. Even if they would have paid me a ton of money, I wouldn't have divorced you. I said at the time of divorce, that's why I'm divorcing you. When I divorced you, I meant to take you back. I told you the time of divorce that it's conditional. But him to get bottle of bedem and I'm sharing my zerim. So how do we avoid that? We tell him before the garrison, you can't take her back. So he says, I still made it conditional. I'm not taking her back. It was never a good get. He can't claim that he did it because of Shemra. Why? Since we told them that you can't take her back even if she doesn't marry anybody else. And here is the Rashi. And he didn't care to wait. The lived like Ankaradvarim and to check it out. Why didn't he check it out? If we tell him at the time of the divorce, sir, you're not going to be able to take her back. So, hello, stop and check it out. He didn't. Gila Badaitish Lois to Chavivolo. That means he doesn't really love her anyway. That's what Rashi says. Again, other Mishnayim learn differently in this Gemara, but this is a crucial Rashi, because Rashi's trying to answer a question. We can tell him, don't take her back. He says, I'm not taking her back. I never divorced her. The get's no good. He's not remarrying her. He's claiming the get was no good. I never divorced her. I'm not taking her back. She's mine. How do we avoid that? He's making a condition. He said, I'm divorcing you because of Shemra. So what do we tell? You can't take her back. I'm not taking her back. The answer is, we tell him you can't take her back, and he doesn't hesitate, that means it's not a condition. Because it would be a condition, no man who makes a condition is warned that he won't be able to do it, wouldn't say, let me check this out before I continue.
She's not
sure. By warning him and him continuing, he's saying it's not a condition. So it's not the right condition. It's exactly what I'm trying to avoid. This is not a rabbinic thing. By the Rabbanan saying to him, you'll never be able to be married to her again. So that should keep him pause. But it doesn't give him pause. It means that's not the real reason.
You have a reason to divorce her?
No, but he did.
And therefore, because of that,
he made a condition. If a guy walks into his wife and gives a get, we don't have to warn him at anything.
And he can take her back.
100%. But here he said, I'm divorcing you because of the rumor.
And
1 second. And the rumor ended up not being true. But he made the get on condition. He said, I'm divorcing you because of the rumor. What happens if she got married? And then he finds out the rumor is not true, and he comes and says the divorce was never good. And she got married to somebody else, she's and the kids are mamzer. So therefore, we tell him at the time of divorce, if you tell us you're divorcing her because of the rumor, we're not going to let you be married to her. Now, how does that change things? He still divorced her because of the rumor. The answer is, Dr. Ashi, if that were the real reason, he wouldn't divorce her right now. He would say, let me check it out. By him not reacting, that's showing there's more to the divorce than that, therefore it's not a condition.
But he said what the condition was.
By us telling him that you won't be able to go back to her, and he continues, that means it's not a real condition. That's what Rashi said. You're certain you're here. Yes. What part don't you like?
Someone makes a condition. How do we know it's not a condition?
Because normal human beings, when they're warned you won't be able to go back to her anyway, if that were the only reason they're divorcing, would say, I'll wait and check it out before I do this. But I know, you're talking about this agitated human being who needs therapy, who's going to do it anyway. But we said before, the normal reaction would be, let me wait it out.
Is this
you go to Nala. They were advertising for Nala. No! I'm trying to tell you no. You've been selling this from the beginning. No!
I would say that's the reason
that... you can write a letter to Ravina. But that's not what the Gemara says, so what am I supposed to do?
Why isn't it?
Because we don't play around with called the Mekadesh and I drop out of Mekadesh. We don't pull plugs on Kedusha left and right.
We always do that.
We always do? How many times in Shas does it say called the Mekadesh and I drop out of Mekadesh?
Well, it's in
Morios. No, it's not.
No.
No. How many times in Shas do you think it says called the Mekadesh and I drop out of Mekadesh?
I would say 100. Can I call my
6 or 8. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I call my son
to
find out?
What? No. Tzubas, Tzubaba Basra, it's a Gittin. And maybe 6.
We like to write when you show up.
What? Twice the Yavamas.
Do this more often to show us how much you know.
I don't show you what I know. I know what I don't know. But I know it's not 100.
Like, you try to keep it, like, thanks and quiet. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Just
show us all that we're stupid.
You're not stupid.
Well, I beg. You should show us that you know it all.
How many times did you shot? More than 8? I don't think more than 8. About 8. Yeah, it's not that common. We don't pull plugs and Kedushin left and right. Don't do that. That's Rashi's shot in this Gemara. V'loi, loi matzi mekalkalos, that's Rashi. But if he didn't tell it to us at the time and again, he didn't make it a condition. So if he didn't make it a condition, we have nothing to worry about. Shari loi amashim etzim shim shemrach. V'kiv loi matzi mekalkalom shenisis, loi yashol loi zirach shenisis. Since he didn't make it a condition so he can't mess anybody up. So okay, you can take her back. That's what the first shot in the Gemara is. That he made it a condition, and that's our problem. So we have to make it that it's not a condition. And the way we make it not a condition is to tell him you won't be able to be married to her. That should give him pause. If it doesn't give him pause, that means it's not a condition. By the way, this is Rashi. I want to clarify. This is Rashi's shot in the Gemara. Tysus disagrees with the whole shot in the Gemara. This is Rashi's shot. We learn Gemara Rashi. Tysus holds saying that I'm doing it because the Shemra is not a condition. Conditions need all kinds of halachas. It's not a condition anyway. And his claim later on wouldn't be valid. He just would make a mess. He would talk. People would talk in the street. Not that it really means anything. Okay, but this is Rashi. Rashi learns this is a condition. And by us telling him that you can't take her back, it's going to, and he should stop. And if he doesn't stop, that means he doesn't love her. So Rashi says. That's the first shot in the Tanakhama. Ikidi Amri Amri Rav Yosef Bar Yumi Amri Rav Nachman. Some quote the same Amira, saying a different shot. Tzarek Shiyomer Lo Avi Yedashim Shum Hashem Rani Mitziyacha Um Shum Nedani Mitziyacha. It's not because this has nothing to do what she says at the time of the neder. There's no condition here. If he's divorcing her because of Shemra, we want him to tell her, you're being divorced because of the rumor, and therefore, Chazal, don't let me take you back, to get a message across to women, be careful. Summertime in Mag, they shliya b'naisi saw prutzas v'arayis in the dorm. They shouldn't be reckless in arayis in the dorm. Hilkach tzarech l'meimer l'hachi. It's our requirement. We're telling the guy, if you divorce your wife because of a rumor, tell her so, and you can't take her back. Because we want her to know, we want people to know the price of being reckless.
She was reckless already.
So we punish her and get the message across to other women. You're right. She was reckless. There's a price to pay for being reckless. Rashi, Tzarek Shiyamer, Tiknu Chachamim L'maitziya Shiyamer L'okei. Now Rashi points out, what if he doesn't tell her at the time of the divorce? The Tzarek, Miu, Bein Amar Bein L'yamer L'yachzer. The Rabbanan say you can't take her back. The reason they did not to take her back is that women should get a message. So we'd like you to tell her at the time of divorce, so women should hear about it. But if you don't say, we're not letting you take her back anyway, because we're punishing women that are reckless. So we have two pshatim in the Tanakhama. Two different pshatim in the Tanakhama. One is that it's a condition, and we're worried about the condition, so we remove the condition by warning him, and that by him not stopping. It's a riot, it's not a condition. The second one has nothing to do with condition. It's that a woman that's reckless, we want to punish. And we want everybody to know we're punishing her. So Chazal say, please announce why you're doing this. And we're not letting you take it back anyway. We have a raya like the first lesson. We have a bride that it says like the second lesson.
In other words, yes, he has to say in front of based in public.
Again, it's not Negeya whether he says it or not. The takana of not taking her back was placed to punish this lady. Whether he says it or doesn't say it, he can't take her back. But besides for that, Chazal want him to say why he's doing it to get the message across to other ladies.
Without him actually saying those words, or giving the message across, no stroll would not learn the lesson.
This way, they would, but not as well.
How would they all know what the reason is divorcing her? If
honestly, it's meant to punish her.
And it's supposed to be a lesson. Yeah.
That's a separate thing. There's two things going on here. Punishing her for being reckless and getting a lesson out.
For being reckless, he doesn't have to say a word to her. She knows why.
Either she does or she doesn't. It's her business. Again, this is a separate requirement. There's two halakas in the Mishnah. We want to punish a woman that's reckless, and we also want to use it as a chance to get a message across.
If he doesn't say a word to her,
he's getting punished.
And others will know why.
Either she will or she won't. Again, it's not a geya. A kid does something in school. You punish him. The purpose of the punishment is to punish him. But then you'd like to announce it so everybody else should know not to do the same thing. But one has nothing to do with the other.
There are certain things that happen that they want publicly to know.
But that, again, there's two parts here.
And the second part isn't as important.
And we'd like it to happen, but it doesn't affect the first part.
In other words, when a soldier is put to death, or she drinks to me, it's a public thing.
And if it's not, we still do it.
And the same thing with, not Yibum, but
Kalita.
Kalita.
Yet all these things are nice to do in public, but it's still good if you don't do it in public. Weiter. Sagt die Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kam, aber Tanya Kalishna Basra. Tanya Kalishna Kam, Amr Rameyev. Nema Amr Rameyev, das ist im Shem Elo Yachzer, im Shem Elo Yachzer. Because Shem Etelo, mit Hinas Elo Achar, he's explaining the Tanakama. He disagrees. He says only certain Adarim. But he's explaining the Tanakama. Because maybe he should go and marry somebody else. And him to Dvarim Badoim, and we'll find that the rumor is not true. Though I'm a Yilu Yisi Yedeya, had I known, Chikain who? I feel like I nicely may among them. But he's the Megarsha. And him to get Batlum and Amam Zerim. The Fichach, I'm him will have a Yedeya, you should know. Shamay to Sishim Shim Shem Lo Yaxim Shim Ned Lo Yaxer. Mamish the first chat. Rashi. But him to Dvarim Badoim Shoshem Ra. Vuad Dinlin Yeneda the Hutta. Rashi's bothered. The words are a lie or in shame, right? And that it's not a lie, it's removable. I'm Rimloy Kaitim Garrison, but even Loy Khosh Vigirsha anyway, Sula Matula Kalkala. Again, here it is. He didn't take pause. The Lechaviva all of the gully died to the Lechavila all of Kulahai. Doesn't really love her. If you loved your wife and you're warned that you can't have her back, you wouldn't divorce her so fast. This is not that we told him he has to divorce his wife. This is his own reaction to a rumor that he heard. It's not like something happened in Bezin and Bezin called him and said, you got to divorce your wife. That's not what happened there. What happened here is he heard a rumor about his wife and he got agitated. I like to use your word. Right? Got agitated. He got upset. He said, I am finished with this lady. He walks in. He wants to give her a cat. Oh, yeah, whoa. You'll never be able to say, I am agitated. I won't get rid of her because of the rumor. We tell her, you should know that you never be able to take her back. So if he loves her, he'll think twice. If he doesn't love her, he'll just reverse her. That's what Rashi is saying happened.
Rebbe.
Yes.
This Lashon Lo Yachzer, is that Lechatchila? Even if he does it anyway, they're going to be might see them. Which doesn't say
Lo Yachzer means that if he does forget now, it's non-conditional. Because we made this rule that he can't take her back. Therefore, he divorced her, can't take her back, and it's a non-conditional get.
He
said because of Shemra, the fact that he didn't stop means that's not the real reason.
So if somebody has some other reason and that he changes his mind, he can take her back with, if she doesn't get married. We don't
not
stop
if he
that.
Tells us we should.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because in order for us to avoid him using this as a condition, we have to put him in a position that this can't be a condition. And the only way we came up with that is to say you can't take her back.
So the eights would
we have
be
a problem
say,
here. He made a condition. So how can we make the get work without a condition when he made a condition?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that the condition is not a condition.
So whenever we get it should be like that.
Why?
So if we're get,
yeah.
We ask him why he's doing it.
No.
Why not?
Why should we ask him? None of our business.
Let's say he finds out that
it's not our business why it's giving a get.
So only
private reasons.
So
there's not a public discussion of why a guy divorces
his
wife.
Divorces his wife, then he has back in his mind why he's doing it.
Means nothing. Zero.
Is that the favor?
Yeah, it's because Dvarim Shebelev. It's meaningless.
No, Moshe asked that. Every divorce, the person is divorced because he has a reason, I would think.
Again, he doesn't have to tell us his reason.
His only reason here is because he said it.
Exactly. That's what the first shot holds. The first shot holds it's only because he said it. That created the problem because he created a condition. He wouldn't say it. It's non-conditional. I don't care what he thinks. According to the first shot, this takana is limited only to the person who's made it a condition. So we got a problem here. We don't want this condition. This poor lady can never get married because he made a condition. And 10 years later, he'll find out the rumor wasn't true. She has 3 kids from a new husband. They'll all be Mamzerim.
So why are we choosing Shame Ra for all the things? Why is Shame Ra the condition?
What?
Why?
Because all other conditions are not dependent on proving something. Usually, the guy says, I divorced my wife because she makes bad chalons. She makes bad chalons. But 10 years later, he doesn't find out she makes good chalons. Meaning, this is something he made the he said, and it's not necessarily based on fact. It's based on rumor. Or neder, when he finds it, when she removes it. He can say, I didn't know she could remove it. These are things that change that, because of its condition, can affect the guest.
Yeah, but if he says, you know what, I'm divorcing his wife because she makes bad chalons.
Right.
And then he realizes a week later, you know what, it's really not worth it. I'd rather...
So you go remarry her. You can't. So remarry her.
Is the first divorce a divorce?
Why not?
But he can't remarry her once she marries someone else.
That's his problem. He should know that before he divorces her. Let him buy Davis chalk for Shabbos. They paid for his advertisement. Huh. Listen, a guy divorces his wife, he can change his mind. If she marries somebody else, he can forget about it. This is what happens. He said, I'm divorcing her because of A, and A is not proven. Therefore, he can come and claim that it was a tenai, and the tenai was not met. He made a condition here. By saying those words, he made the get conditional. Don't think my bite the tiny kilishna batra. Amra blazim rabbi yasi. But now Amra might this system shim shem lo yachim shim ed lo yachim. So you benice Yisrael prutzes by raisim in the darim. We don't want them to be reckless. Fichach ayman loy, and marlo. Have you das shim shim shem rani mitziyachim shim ned rani mitziyachim. Therefore, besides the fact that we say he can't take her back, we'd like a public announcement. Rashi. The Rashi, my time in Yehuda is right. So we have a brisa. One way we have a brisa, two other way. We have two ways to learn the Tanakh. That'd be a question on the test. Right. Just telling you now so you can chazer.
Sure. Very sorry to think about the test now on a Tuesday.
Right. The Yehudaimer. Ko aneder sheyedu by Rabbim liyachzer, ushloyo yedu by Rabbim liyachzer. That's because Rabbi Yehuda holds, and neder made in public is non-removable. And therefore, we punish her for being reckless in the darim. But only in the darim that are not removable is when we consider her reckless. Look, the Gemara Amar Bishuva and Levi, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda get to say that a neder made in public is not removable? Now, the truth is, this Gemara could have been earlier. This Gemara could have been when we said this back in Laban Hay. But the Gemara does it here. Why? The story was, the Gevinim came to Yeshua, and they lied. And they said, Me'eretz Rechayka Banu. And we heard that we want to become friends with you. We want to join you, become friendly. And they made a Shvua that they wouldn't kill them. And then they found out that they were Gevinim. So they weren't allowed to kill them because there was a Shvua. So be matur the Shvua. Remove it. Shmuel is not a problem. Go to Bethan. Say to Bethan, listen, they tricked us. Remove the Shmuel. Now, it's a raya. You can't remove a Shmuel done in public. This Shmuel was done in public. So even though they tricked them, and they want to remove the Shmuel, it's made in public. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds as the source. That a neder made in public is not removable. Neder and Shmuel are analogous.
Public means business.
We have to find that out. Gemara is going to ask in a minute what is public. Rabbanan. Rabbanan's answer is, Hasa michal shvu elayu klal? Is the shvu chal at all? Kibun the amulah married to chayka banav lebo, lechay l'shvu elayu klal. The shvu wasn't that worth anything anyway. They lied. The shvu was based on a lie. It's not a shvu. Well, like the tinnah b'shem kedushas Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Lamaisa, they went through the motions of a shvu. Kiddush Hashem. But it would be removable. It doesn't even have to be removed, Rabbanan say. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's removable, it wouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. We removed it. You lied. It's only because it's not removable and we're going to break the Shua, can't break the Shua. Rabbanan say, even if you could remove it, you don't even have to remove it. But it's a Kiddush, it would be a Chilul Hashem not to keep your word, even though it was a misled, somebody misled you totally.
Why would that be a chilul Hashem? Wouldn't it be a chilul Hashem to say that we only have to stand by this if the underlying facts were true, and that if they're false, we would never stand by a shvuah?
Bottom line is, you had the bezin of Klal Yisrael swear, and to come along and start looking, I mean, it's pretty blatant. But if you started saying it didn't mean it, that. People will say they just don't keep their word. Again, I honestly agree with you. I would have said it's not a problem in Kiddush Hashem, which is what Rabbi Yehuda said. But Rabbanan feel that anything done like this, if it's not kept, will create a Chilul Hashem.
Okay.
I'm not answering your question.
It just seems that it's more than a slight nuance that fooled them.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a building block of the shvuah. Okay. Okay.
Doesn't say. Rashi says the guy.
The boy.
Yeah.
It's a real concept.
I'm sorry?
Some people say there's no chilul Hashem. Among you, no.
It's a mistaken statement.
That is?
Yeah. What they're saying is, the halacha, that a person has to give his life up for shalosh chamuras, is only because in front of Yidden, not in front of Goyim, according to one man d'amar. But it's nothing to do with making how Jews behave, is true in front of Yidden and in front of Goyim. There's two aspects to the word Kiddush. Kiddush Hashem is like a very big blanket here. They should have removed it. It was a mistake. Goyim shouldn't say that they were over on the shua. Frek the Gemara of a Kama Rabbim. How much is a Rabbim? Rav Nachman Amar Gimel, Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara. Rav Nachman says any netter made in front of 3, and Rav Yitzchak says any netter made in front of 10. Rav Nachman Amar Gimel, Yomim Beis, Rabbim Gimel. We find the word Yomim Rabbim by a Zava, and it means 3 days. So when the Chazal said Neder Barabim, the translation of Rabim is 3. Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara Dechsev Eda, based on the pasuk of Nishba Lehem Nesiyah Eda. Eda means 10. Therefore, the Takana was only made by 10. The other Maniyama says the reason was because it happened in front of 10. But the way they made the Takana was Rabim. The word Rabim means 3. Rashi. Yamim Shnayim Rabim Gimel Gabe Zava. The Shinin Hakim Meshilin Nida. The end of Mesechus Nida. Eida Asar. The Sugar of Meraglim. The Eida Hara. Yatsu Yeshua Bekalav. There were 12 Meraglim, and it says Eida Hara. We learn out that Eida means 10. That's the source of 10. But Shem, we will continue tomorrow.